that you can do to help you feel better about your acting work, and let's just call them actor hacks. Hacks for actors. I love alliteration.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting, and how are you? I'm excited because this is the first episode of our second year. We're going into year two of doing these podcasts called Casting Actors Cast, and I couldn't be more excited. By the way, thank you so much for those people who sent me well wishes. I got some audio well wishes as well through castingactorscast.com. Lots of really very, very heartfelt and genuine nice comments. I can't get over it, and I'm so grateful to you for joining us today on the beginning of our second year. I always say that as long as there are people out there listening, I'm going to continue to do these podcasts because they're so much fun. But this is the podcast for actors. We're giving insights, what goes on behind the scenes, maybe some tips and some ideas that you might want to consider as you launch or maybe you continue to grow your acting career. I want to now give a great big shout out to the University of Washington, where I just got back from a two-day workshop with the MFA students at University of Washington. And they were really, really exceptional. And Pat and I had just a wonderful, wonderful time. I just love traveling and seeing the work that's being done at universities across the country. And this is a very, very busy time for us, both as in casting work, but also in workshops and traveling and seeing showcases of college and university students that come to New York. And then we've been invited to go out a lot as well. And it's very fun. I really love, love, love doing that. Again, the University of Washington was just great. Wonderful, wonderful training program there. They're really doing it right. And of course, you know, if you've not been to Seattle, Seattle is one of those kind of magical places that you go there and you just want to stay. You just want to say, that's it. I'm just going to kind of turn it all in and stay here in Seattle. But no, we got on a plane and we just got back to New York today. And I am thrilled that you're joining us. So this is that moment of the program where I just want to say thank you. If you go to castingactorscast, all one word, .com, you can check out the website. You can check out some past episodes. If you're the first time joiner here today, oh man, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And if you've been a regular listener of Casting Actors Cast, I've got a whole list of programming ideas that we're going to jump into. And so I really appreciate your loyalty, your sticking around, your checking in. And these podcasts are only 20 minutes in length. I don't get paid anything to do this. I just kind of love doing it. And they're free to you, so please have at it. Please invest a little bit of time once a week, because I think I have a pretty positive message about being an actor. And today's episode, we're calling Actor Hacks. I don't know, I get a big kick out of coming up with great names or titles for podcasts. I guess sometimes I even, true confession, sometimes I even come up with a name first. And then I tried to decide what content should I include. But this was one that I had a lot of content, and so I came up with the name Actor Hacks. And that really relates to having some good inside tips for helping you feel better about your work, for helping you feel like you're part of a really cool community, especially when you go out and audition. And there are some little kind of, I keep on saying tips and tricks. I don't mean anything mischievous. What I mean is things that you can do for yourself that you might not have thought of. Some easy methods by which you can garner some additional attention for yourself in a positive way as an actor, and things that can help you feel better about the work that you do. So that's why we're calling this Actor Hacks. Well, you know, hacks. You know, people talk about hacks is that you can take a, a tuna can and turn it into a cup holder for your paper clips and office supplies. You know what I'm saying? Like little kind of trick things that you can do. I don't know where I came up with the tuna can idea. But anyway, I hope you understand what I'm talking about when I talk about actor hacks. So that's what we've got coming up here on Casting Actors Cast. Let's get to it, shall we? So I have an entire list of hacks that I think are really worthwhile just kind of throwing at you. Things for you to consider that you might not have thought of, and ways in which you can really be empowered because you've got the tools to make really cool fixes in situations that you might find yourself in, especially when you're going out and auditioning. So the first kind of a hack, and it's not really a hack, and I hope you might have thought of this at one point in time, but number one is try to find a way to be a reader. A reader for auditions, whether you contact a casting director, whether you contact agent that might have a line on some auditions going on, maybe you are familiar with the director, maybe contacting that director and saying, listen, if you're doing some auditions, I would love to be a reader. Any way by which you can become a reader during auditions is probably the most significant experience you will have, because it will speak directly to you as an actor. In other words, when you're a reader, and if you don't know what a reader is, let me just say that you're hired to help the actor who is auditioning. So whether it's a film or television project, or whether it's a theater project, that you are either behind the camera or you're off to one side in the room, and you are playing the other parts to someone's audition. Now, what makes this such an effective thing as a, and it's kind of not a hack, but it is kind of a hack, is that you will, after one day, it'll be like having a master's class in auditioning, because you will see actors who come in and are professional and do an excellent job and will knock it out of the park. Plus, you can sometimes be a little bit of a fly on the wall and hear the discussion about that actor after they've left the audition. And the director and the casting director having a little aside, and they start talking a little bit about that actor's work and whether that fits into the vision of the project that they're working on. And just by being a listener, by the way, that doesn't mean you're participating in that discussion. You're just there to read and to facilitate somebody else's audition. But just by being in that room and seeing multiple auditions over the course of one day, I promise you a couple of things will happen. One is that you'll feel really great about your own work, because you'll see the entire variety of actors when they come in to audition. Two, this has happened more than once, but I don't want to dangle this as a carrot necessarily, but there have been times when you're spending a day or two or three with a director and you're having, conversations and you get to know each other pretty well. Many times that director will want you to come in to audition for them, not for that particular show, but they might want to bring you back and audition you for another project they might be working on. So it's a great networking opportunity. But here are a couple of quick rules about being a reader. One, don't hand your picture and resume to the director, please. That's not why you're there. You're there to help an actor audition. So I just want to caution you against thinking like this is going to be your chance. It's not. It's the actors who have been asked to audition. It's their chance to come in. You have to make an adjustment and feel like you are behind the table and you are not there to audition. That brings me to point number two, which is, as a reader, you have to be very, very careful about not trying to act with the person in the scene. That as a reader, you're there to sort of help that actor look as good as possible. Sort of, I think mentally, you sort of serve up the work so that that other actor has something else to work off of. And that's the kind of mindset that we want our readers to have. But if you have an opportunity to be a reader, then by all means, have at it. It's an exciting and wonderful opportunity. You will not regret it. So that's my number one actor hack. Number two actor hack? This is actually, Pat was talking about this, that she had somebody that she was talking with, kind of a well-known actor, and the actor says, yeah, I bring in a lucky coin that my grandfather had during World War II, and he had it in his pocket. This actor brings this little coin with him. I don't even know what the coin is, you know, whether it's a ruble or, you know, I have no idea. But think of it as a talisman or a lucky charm. Do you have a lucky charm? Do you have a symbol of something in your background, in your past, some little thing that you can keep in your pocket or you can put in your backpack, something that kind of just makes you feel good, that gives you a reminder about who you are and why you're here? That's a really great hack. It's a really great idea just to have a symbol to keep grounded and feel good about ourselves. Having a talisman or a lucky charm, I mean, some people have like their little favorite pet rock, or maybe it's a coin, or maybe it's a rabbit's foot, or, you know, whatever it can be. But what do you have in your life that you carry around with you just to feel grounded and special about you and your work? So bring that around with you. Make something special that you can hang on to when you go into an audition, and you will be surprised at how much more focused and energized you are because you have that support. Some quick additional hacks. I really think it's valuable if you walk around with a backpack, for example, you're going from audition to audition, or however you carry, is it a bag or a backpack, anything like that, I suggest the following items in your actor backpack as actor hack. Try saying that five times fast. The backpack actor hack suggestions. Number one, I think you should have a pair of comfortable shoes in addition to the shoes that you're wearing. Whether they're sneakers or whether you're wearing sneakers for the audition, then you have another kinds of pair of shoes. Just something that will change the way you look and feel. Just something that can be more comfortable. Just another set of shoes. It's not that heavy. And I think that that would really come in handy. You'll be surprised when just slipping on another pair of shoes to travel from one audition to another, or your street shoes versus your audition shoes. Just another pair of shoes, I think, is a really cool idea. Also, make sure you have a notebook with you. Make a note about the audition that you've done. Literally write down who was the casting director, who was the director, what was the room like that you auditioned in, if it was an outside studio space or was it a studio space in the casting director's office. Just making those kinds of little notations will be really, really helpful. I know actors who take notes on what the color of the backdrop is when they do their film and television audition, because they want to wear clothing that is appropriate and is contrasting to the backdrop so that they stand out more in the shot. I think that's pretty brilliant. I also carry in my old backpack, and I still do this, I carry some gum with me. One of the products of getting nervous sometimes is that you get a dry mouth. Just having a piece of chewing gum is really a great way to help you with your dry mouth. Plus, it gets a little bit of excess energy out of your system that might be really, really helpful to you, especially if you're one of those people who gets nervous. Chonking down on a piece of gum can be really satisfying. So think about that. And another thing in the backpack, I would just honestly have a pullover, a different top, whether it's a t-shirt with a hoodie, or whether it's a light shirt or a different kind of shirt, something that will be all right if you just kind of want to run into the ladies' room or the men's room and throw it on just so that you feel comfortable. Just a quick change of clothes is really good. And while we're on that, here's another hack. There are many actors who have gym memberships in town, and they have their gym membership so that they can literally go from an audition to the gym to take a shower, put on another set of clothes, just refresh themselves, feel re-energized for whatever else is facing them that day. I think that's a really cool idea, and that's a great hack. So if you can afford to have a gym membership, sometimes they're not that expensive, depending upon where you are, of course. But having another place where you can change clothes, kind of decompress, get re-energized, I think that's a really great idea. Here's another hack that you might not have thought of. But if you audition for something and you're given a callback, remember to wear the same clothes you wore. So you want to make a note in your notebook about what you're wearing, and then wear that same outfit those same clothes when you go for your callback. You might not think that it's going to do anything for you, but I promise you, there's something about what you were wearing that we remember. Something about your whole presence that wanted us to see you again for that callback, whether your acting fit into the vision or whether you physically fit exactly what the role was being asked for. So wearing the same clothes is just a really great way to A, boost your confidence, but B, it's a great reminder for those people who auditioned you, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember. I remember that person. I remember that actor. So wear the same set of clothes when you go for a callback. Here's another actor hack, is make sure that you plan to have something to do after your audition. I mean, I'm talking about something important to do. That could be a lunch with a friend. That could be that you have to go to the library and check out a play that you want to do some research on, or you want to work on your one-person show, or whatever it is, have something lined up on your schedule that you have to accomplish after the audition. Because sometimes we get so caught up in having, let's say it's maybe one audition that day, and maybe it's an audition that you're really excited about, and the potential of you getting hired to act in this particular production is like overwhelming. Putting something immediately after that will really help you dissipate some of that energy and those excess nerves, because you got things to do, you got places to go. You know what I mean? But while we're on that note, let me just say, here's a really good hack that you might not have thought of. I think it's important that after your audition is over and you come out of the space, the audition space, whether it be a studio or whether it be in an office setting, whatever it is, I would like you to go ahead and sit down, gather yourself, take 5 minutes in that waiting area before you leave. Literally, sit down, you can go through your backpack, you can pack up the script, you can kind of decide if, you know, where your next appointment's going to be because you've lined something up, whatever it is, but take an additional 5 minutes after the audition, because here's why. During that 5 minutes after you've left, we're talking about your work. We're talking about you. And it has happened on more than one occasion. I mean, I'm serious, like several times during the course of a day where the director decides that maybe they do want to see you again, and maybe there's not enough time to get a hold of you or track you down, but if you're still there, just 5 minutes, then there's a chance that if we want to see you again, we're going to tell you there on the spot. And that's a great benefit for us as casting people so that we don't have to track you down or call your agent and figure it all out. But it's also really helpful for you to get that information up front right away. Instant feedback, because the best feedback, professionally speaking, is when you get a call back. So a lot of people kind of book it. You know, they're done with their audition. They don't want to see the people in the waiting room anymore. They get psyched out and they decide to leave right away. And they just book. They're gone. 3 minutes later, the door opens and, did so-and-so just leave? Oh, darn. I wanted to talk to them. So that's a great hack, I think. Make sure you stay an extra few minutes, maybe 5 minutes after the audition. Okay, so here's another hack that a lot of people don't do, but you should absolutely do. Make sure you Google the director. Make sure you have some information and some background information on the director, because you will definitely find something relatable. And if there is an opportunity to say hello when you walk into the audition and there is something in his or her background that you can relate to, that would be the time to make mention of it. I know it sounds like it's manipulative. It's not. But if you genuinely have some information about what this director did, that can really be a great way to break the ice and that initial discomfort when you walk into the room and they just want you to start the audition. You know, maybe you can just say something nice about a production that they did that you also did at another time or another place. Or maybe there's a connection to somebody that you know that they worked with, that kind of thing. That can really help. Okay, two quick ones because I'm already over time just a little bit. But you know those covers that you put on the toilet seats when you go to a public restroom? you know, that comes in like in a dispenser. That paper material, that is the greatest blotter for your face and forehead if you get shiny from sweat. Not kidding you. So that toilet paper cover, just take a piece of that, have that in your backpack, and pat your nose and your forehead if you get shiny. I'm not kidding you. It's a great hack. Finally, at the beginning of the show today, I talked about the University of Washington. Well, one of the students there gave us a great hack, and that literally is panty liners are great for armpits in your shirt. If you get stains and stains coming through on your shirt and you'd some discoloration because you sweat a lot, panty liners. I'm not kidding. I think that that's a fantastic idea. It absorbs the moisture and it doesn't make you feel self-conscious. Unless you're nervous about having panty liners in your armpits. Oh my God, I can't believe I said all that. Anyway, this is Casting Actors Cast. Please join us next week and we'll try to do more of some cool stuff to help you when you're acting. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in.
Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.